and to have bread and wine. I think even today we still have an understanding, while wine may not be the brew, but to sit down with someone and to eat, and to invite someone to your home to eat, or you go sit down somewhere and eat. It's a wonderful fellowship. It's a wonderful thing together to get around and to eat, and it carries a great deal in the history of secular man as well as in the spiritual realm. And so let's take a look at the first mentioning of bread and of wine together. Look at Genesis chapter 14. Genesis chapter 14. Now, this is before the age of Israel is actually founded, but we're dealing with Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel, the race of the people. So look with me at Genesis chapter 14. Now, I want to lay the groundwork for you in this chapter so we can move to the study of the mentioning of bread and wine. Many of you know the story of Abraham and Lot, his nephew, and how Lot and Abraham had to separate their ways. We're not going to cover any of those kind of things right now, but they had to separate. And Abraham gave Lot, his nephew, the choice of what area of the land he wanted. And Lot chose the beautiful, rich land that was the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so that's the land that he chose. And that's what this chapter is going to deal with, is that a confederation of armies move in and take over Sodom and Gomorrah. And they sack the city. And when they were retreating from sacking the city, Abraham, because of what they did to Lot, primarily, Abraham met the confederated army and defeated them. And now, since he had defeated them, we have something very interesting occurring, and that is the test. Now, we have studied the concept of the test before. Some may think, well, the test for Abraham was going out and engaging in the battle. Oh, no, that wasn't the test. It is so important to understand our lives and to understand our relationship with Christ and to understand what the real tests are that we have in life. Well, yes, it's true that we live moment by moment by faith, but there are things that come in a believer's life that hit us in the center of our whole being in regard to the test. We also know of Abraham's great offering of his son Isaac on the altar, and that is a test. But Abraham is about to enter into a major test. It's a very simple one, one that most of us would not really consider a test. The test would be going out into the battlefield against a confederated army that has just been demolished and taken and sacked and taken all the spoils out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and a great king that led that army. That isn't the test. The test is in Satan's attacking, much more clever than that. It's just amazing the test that we have in life, and we never realize this was a great area. This was a great battle that you and I engaged in. So let's move into where Abraham is now. So I hope you get the picture. He has just defeated the confederated army that has just sacked Sodom and Gomorrah. They were on their way back from sacking Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham encountered them. Abraham defeated them. Now, one more thing is about to occur. The king of Sodom is going to come out to Abraham now and going to praise Abraham and is going to make some dealings with Abraham and show his thankfulness for what Abraham has just done. There lies the test. And between the time frame when Abraham actually meets the king of Sodom, somebody else is going to come in between. Let's take a look at our study. Genesis 14, verse 17 now. This is to be the first mentioning of our study. And in this, and as Abraham is walking, there suddenly appears another king. His name is Melchizedek. And he brings, of all things, bread and wine. Verse 17. Then, after his return from the defeat of Chedor Laomer and the kings who were with him. Now, this is the king who leads a confederated army. The king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Sheba. That is the king's valley. Now, Abraham has just won a decisive campaign. And Chedor Laomer was king of Elam. And he is also the leader of four other kings. And so he has led this great raid on Sodom and Gomorrah. And he took away Abraham's nephew Lot. And Abraham has met him and has defeated him in this great battle. Now, Abraham is about to enter into a great battle, a great test. This is now becoming his test. He is about to be tested. He has just defeated the armies. That wasn't the test. And we've studied and we're going to continue to study. What is the test that all of us have throughout all of our life? We're studying in Hebrews chapter 11, moving back to James chapter 2, a great list of people, men and women, in Hebrews 11. And we take certain names that are in that list that a lot of people say should not be in there. But when it came to this crucial test, they passed the test. So let's see what the great test is that is about to occur as far as Abraham is concerned. He is about to be rewarded by the king of Sodom, and it is a test. Now, what I want you to understand now, before this test, and this is the way God works. We've seen this over and over in our study, that before the test, God always